This is Neo420 Talks, the podcast speaking truth against the lies.
This time the greatest threat is not from the outside of our country. I really believe this. It's from within. It's the people from within our country that are more dangerous than the people outside. We can handle China. We can handle Russia. We can handle all of them if you have a smart leader. But the inside people are very dangerous. They're very sick people, in my opinion, in many cases. They're sick. I'm here today because I know that to achieve victory in this fight, just like in the battles of the past, we still need the hand of our Lord and the grace of Almighty God. We have to have that.
Yes, we have to have the grace and mercy of Almighty God. We have to have the saving grace of Jesus Christ. We also have to live in the strength that God gave us through His Son, Jesus. And understand that we are not weak, we're not sheep, we're not soy boys and girls. We are Christian brothers and sisters that have gotten here for a purpose. And what President Trump said is the case. The biggest enemy to us are those within. I just want to show or have you listen to something that we caught the other day up on the propagandizing station of YouTube. As they're pushing these interviews out from Ben Shapiro and Elon Musk, this is an example, again, of these criminals, these little soy boy and girls that have been manipulating you and lying to you. We recently did a podcast episode called, what was it called? I'm looking right now. It's called Fakers Trying to Gain Your Trust Again. Do not fall for it. Well, this is a follow-up from that because here is two of the big fakers. This fake Jew, Ben Shapiro, walking around with his yarmulke on all the time, even though he's a partier. He does a lot of different things, and he's fake. And then you got Elon Musk, which is the paper cutout of the Bill Gates 2.0 and Peter Thiel 2.0, where his dad was the blood mind owner, his mom in the fashion world. They dressed in Luciferian outfits on Halloween 2023. So it can only give you an understanding of what's really going on here. But listen to the gaslighting that they try to get you. Oh, before I get there, don't forget that Ben Shapiro was out there screaming at you about going to get the clot shot. You remember? Oh, Ben went and told everybody, stop being stupid and get the clot shot. He didn't call it clot shot. He told you to go get the vax clot shot. So understand who these people are. These are paid actors, crisis actors that are part of the global Luciferian psychopath cabal. Listen to what they say to you, and they're trying to get you to go along with it.
All these actors coming out now. Ben Shapiro, the one that told you to get a shot.
Of course, if an LGBT person would be actually in the Gaza Strip, they would no longer be in the Gaza Strip. They'd be dead. What do you make of the future of the West if the West continues to embrace
Ben Shapiro is a shield.
We really need to stop this principle.
So is Elon.
The weaker, nominally weaker party is always right. This is simply not true. If you are, quote, oppressed or the weaker party, it doesn't mean you're right. There's good and bad in the absolute, and you judge any group or individual just on absolute moral terms.
Absolute moral terms?
Hey, why you think this is so?
He wore a Satan costume.
The universities in the United States looks like.
I think we need to return to where things were, or mostly were, which is a focus on merit. And what matters is how good are you at your job, or what are your skills?
Just because you are the person.
That's so hysterical to hear that he say that, because he didn't buy Twitter on its merits. Remember, I was the only one that I'm still aware of that reported and analyzed what that really was after Dan Woods came out and said 80% of Twitter was fake bot accounts, but Elon still went along with the acquisition. He was paying off all the criminals like Jack Dorsey, his buddy, and the other ones, the other shills in this game. Like I said, stop or do not fall for the tricks of these fakers, because they are trying to get your trust again. This is what they do. They build you up. They build all this trust. They start acting like your friend until it's time for money and something to come along, and then they will quickly move into telling you what to do authoritatively. And then they don't do it themselves, but then they want you to do it. You do it, have some terrible reactions from it, and then they just vanish into the ether. They act like they didn't ever say anything about it. Anybody get a chance? Blast out Ben Shapiro's whenever he called out for everybody to get the clot shot. Ask him that question whenever you see him in public. See what he has to say about it. I bet he'll run or deny or just cry about it, because that's what he does. These are fake people, been controlling us for years and years and years, and now this is the new generations of the little fakeries, the little pieces of trash that are just always gaslighting us. Where did Ben Shapiro come from anyway? Does anybody ask that? No, they don't. And they should, because he's a troll. He's just like Tim Cook. He's just like Joe Rogan. He's just a bunch of salesmen that are just sellouts. They're whores to advertisers. They're whores to money. They're whores to Lucifer. That's who they are. Go back in Archives of Truth and you'll know what I've been saying about this. Oh, and if you don't believe me that we've been saying this for a long time, go to our blog. Go to our blog up on our website, neo420.com. That's neo420.com. Go to our blog. You'll see that I blasted out Ben Shapiro from right there. Because it was obvious to me what was going on and who was doing it. Oh, it's May 25th, 2023. Ben Shapiro. We posted that on our blog, May 25th, 2023. Remember all the sellout criminal psychopaths screaming take clot shot. There's Ben Shapiro's Twitter account post from December 8th, 2020. Quote, in other words, get the vaccine, dopes, end quote. See, he's always propagandizing you for part of the people that pay his bills, because that's what these shills do and these sellouts. These are pieces of trash. They have no moral compass whatsoever. Just like Elon with his hair plugs. When he was going bald, you remember when he was going bald back in the day at PayPal, but now he's got all his hair wearing a high, his little hair plugs wearing high. We need to do a shirt. Sub designer, get in touch with us. We got so many ideas for shirts. We don't got time to do it, but we'd love to partner with you. So get in touch with us. Contact at neo420.com. Oh, I hate to make light of this, but sometimes you just got to laugh at these stage actors, man. They're crisis actors. Like I tell you all the time, they are playing their part, doing their roles, and they're just continuing to do their thing. That's why we got to expose them. That's why we're out here every single day providing real news plus real information for we the people. Is we have to be the new news that you circulate with other people. Stop reposting junk and repost this content, because this is the important stuff you need to share. I hope you get something out of this, brothers and sisters. Go back in Archives of Truth and neo420.com, and you'll be able to search all of that information for free. We don't hide behind a paywall. We don't do a Substack. We don't do all of these coffees and other junk. We put the information out for free because this is our patriotic duty. This is Neo420 Talks, the podcast, speaking truth against the lies.
A constitutional republic, not a democracy. The ideal of a democracy is universal equality. The ideal of a constitutional republic is individual liberty. A democracy always degenerates into dictatorship, which promises government-guaranteed equality and security, but it delivers nothing but poverty and serfdom for the people it robs and rules. America was founded as a constitutional republic, to safeguard the liberties of the people against the tyranny of democracy or of one-man dictatorship. In this century, great strides have been made toward the goal of subverting our republic into a democracy. The foremost tactic of the subverters is subversion of language. By calling America a democracy until people thoughtlessly accept and use the term, the totalitarians have obscured the real meaning of our principles of government.